Timing, wasn't it? Well, it's the starting of it.
I cough as soon as you hit the button. What was you about to say?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Music with Kara Hour. Got distracted by somebody coughing when the button got turned on. Oh, so where are we going?
Okay, so we're going to go with On the Hunt by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
On the Hunt. What's he hunting for?
I don't know.
You ain't got no idea what he's hunting for?
Nope.
Well, hopefully he's hunting for something good. I don't know, man. Treasure. Lost. Buried. Pirate treasure.
That sounds good.
Yeah. With no coughing involved.
Oh,
Kara said she don't know what the next song's about, and she's got a sinus issue looking for a remedy. Anybody got any remedies for sinus issues? What's the next song here?
Remedy by the Black Crowes.
Well, maybe they got the issue solved for you.
I don't think so.
Yeah. What kind of remedy do you think they're looking for? You say you don't know. Is that something we're going to have to Google?
We can Google.
All right, we're going to Google and see what remedy they have available for the Black Crowes and Kara's sinus issue. on the quest to find out what this song was about. We've got some pretty disturbing information, so I don't know. I guess it's just going to be what it means to them, right?
Yeah, that would probably be better.
Like, we use the song because it says remedy, to find you a remedy for your nasal congestion issue. And Redempty over there, it's almost like a remedy.
Yeah.
Redempty over there, he sent a video about how to use infrared light. So we're going to shine an infrared light up your nose.
And
we're going to fix this thing. Why not?
Well, because, I mean, how long do I have to hold it there?
Well, you speculate how long. If it starts to burn your nose hair, that's probably too long. I don't know. Where are we going now?
Okay, so the next one is, well, it was a Jimi Hendrix song, Castle Made of Sand, but I couldn't find the original anywhere, so I found a tribute, someone did a tribute to him, and it sounds really good.
I think so. I might have got the original. It's Castle Made of Sand studio version.
Yeah, that's why I clicked on it when I was looking for it, and it wasn't it.
Oh,
so,
well,
maybe
you'll
this
to,
one is.
You have to tell me if it is or not. But either way, making a castle out of sand sounds like a stupid idea unless you throw some sort of resin to hold the sand together.
It'll be an experience.
It starts raining and your house falls apart. That'd stink. All right, so Castle Made Out of Sand. Castle built on the sand, made out of sand. There you go.
Huh?
That way when it blends in, there ain't no trash to pick up.
Well.
You ready?
Yep.
As she slams the door in his drunken face, and now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip about drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love that you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts to see, and his tears fall and burn in a garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian babe who before was 10 played walking in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up he would be a fierce warrior Indian chief. The more the dream grew strong, until the morning he would sing his first word song, fight his first battle, but something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts in the sea eventually. She was crippled for life, you couldn't speak a sound, and she used to pray she would stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and through her legs she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she'd never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden windship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
Yeah.
That was was the noise.
That was cool. So, we talked about sticking a laser in Kara's nose to get rid of her sinus issues.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Well, you know, try. What can it hurt?
My nose.
Your nose. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're
going
to go to Scar Tissue by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, that would probably be one of the side effects of the laser in the nose
yep.
thing. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hey, somebody fed me some chili peppers the other day.
Well, they were good.
What was those called?
Those were chipotle peppers.
Chipotle on fire your face peppers. I didn't swallow it. Yeah.
You got a big one, too.
Are we ready? Yeah, my face was on fire. That milk had to save my life. All right, here we go. I was saying life is like wrestling the cactus. It's a really painful journey. And you was telling me that there was cactuses in this video.
Yeah, in their video. They're driving down the road and some of the scenery.
See, I think if we could figure out a way to resolve all that issues and make life a little bit easier, some of these folks wouldn't get all up in them drugs and all that stuff, man. So you could have a little bit of fun, but don't get crazy about it. Sounds like some of them had some miserable goings on. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
You said the song was kind of sad, but it was a good song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good song. It's got a good tune to it. But as I'm reading what these folks are putting on there about, you know, their interpretation of it, I guess it's to each individual what their particular interpretation of any song is.
None of it's real positive.
No. See, I used to listen to Black Sabbath a lot, so I know a lot of the lyrics of Black Sabbath, and everybody thought, oh, Black Sabbath's a bunch of demon worshippers and nothing like that. They're just singing about battle between good and evil, and it was pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
They had some powerful music, though. But I guess that was my own personal interpretation of it. I've heard some songs out there, like, I didn't know, it said Birds I'll Share.
Yeah.
I always thought it was like Burden or something like that.
Oh.
You remember that Jimmy Haggard, is it Jimmy Haggard, the one about the Shaker of Salt? Who sung that? Jimmy...
Merle Haggard.
That's who it is. I don't know why Jimmy came in here. We just listened to Jimmy earlier. But Merle Haggard had that song about Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the way he pronounced Shaker of Salt, I went around for years talking about what the heck is a sugar and salt. I never heard of no sugar and salt, but that's what it sounded like he was saying, and it took me a long time before I even knew he was saying Shaker of Salt. You know how ridiculous that makes me sound?
Well, did you say it in front of a lot of people?
Yeah, I'm like, what is a sugar and salt? And they're like, what? I said, that's what he said. And they're like, no, he didn't say that. Well, what did he say? I don't know, but he didn't say that. And then somebody who knew the lyrics to it said it was Shaker of Salt. I'm glad I got that resolved because that was driving me insane. But anyway, that's how you do it. So where are we going now?
So now we're going to do Going to California by Led Zeppelin.
Ooh, I love Led Zeppelin.
Yep, this one was ranked number 11 on their 40 greatest Led Zeppelin songs of all time.
It's number one?
11.
Oh, number 11.
But 11 out of 40, that's good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Led Zeppelin had a lot of good music. I grew up with Led Zeppelin.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray, wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake, the children of the sun begin. Watch out. Seems that the rum of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach you in time. Meet you up there and the path runs without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings la la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
Interesting conversations behind the scenes.
I almost
so,
forgot to click the button.
Yeah, we was asleep at the button wheel or something like that. So now what are we doing?
Now it's going to be Hangar 18 by Megadeth. It was written based on conspiracy theories and the movie Hangar 18.
It's like alien UFO kind of stuff. I bet there is a Hangar 18, man, and I bet it's got a flying saucer up inside there with some green men and stuff, eating some McDonald's.
McDonald's does sound good.
It does sound good, don't it? All right, here we go. I love the sound of a Marshall amp, man. A Marshall stack. Have you ever been at a concert and like one up there and stood right next to the stage when it's blasting your eardrums in half?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So what are we doing now?
So we're going to go to Fairies Wear Boots by Black Sabbath.
So it's like the little winged ones that fly around in the backyard all day?
Do you see that all day?
Well, if I said I seen it all day, would you think I was crazy?
Maybe.
All right, I haven't seen nothing. I've seen nothing at all, man. It's all, no. All right, so that's what we're doing. Black Sabbath, Fairies Wear Boots. I didn't see no fairies flying around in my backyard with boots.
I believe you.
Okay. So we were trying to figure out what type of boots, whether they were cowboy boots, combat boots, knee-high, high-heel boots, or Gene Simmons boots. And Kara said,
if I see fairies with Gene Simmons boots on randomly, I'm going to commit myself or something.
She's going to go to the psychiatric ward if she sees fairies wearing Gene Simmons boots. They might even have that makeup on, too.
Oh.
And then playing air guitar when they come by.
Well, maybe they'll have that happy energy, too, and that'd be okay.
Well, okay. As long as they're happy, we're good. All right, so fairies wearing Gene Simmons boots. If you see one out there in your yard, take a picture and send it to Kara.
I'm gonna mess my world up.
All right, so where are we going now?
So now it's going to be Getting Better by Tesla.
All right, well, we'll be getting better once you get that photo, right? Go right to that place where they got the round room in the... The suit, white shirt thing?
No. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Tesla, Getting Better. Riot in the House? Uh-oh. Somebody better be taking it outside, man. They don't mean to be knocking stuff over. Could you imagine? We got to start a riot in your house.
Oh, no. Once you're done, you got it out of your system. You get to clean it up.
Oh. So I got to replace all the lamps everyone yep. breaks and stuff? All right. Well, there's a riot going on in your house. Watch out. We'll be right back. Kara said I look perfectly innocent and I never mouth off. No, you did not, right? Planet Caravan.
Yep, this is a Black Sabbath song, but we're going to listen to the Pantera version.
Oh, I was getting ready to say Black Sabbath did Planet Caravan, but if they do a good job of it, then... See, I don't mind people replicating other people's tunes, you know, like doing covers.
Yeah.
I just want them to hear them get it real close.
Yeah. You
know? Like, not like chop it and butcher it. Like, there's a couple songs out there that they did that just came out real bad.
Yeah.
Takes your favorite song and just puts the axe to it.
Yeah, when you're waiting for your favorite part and then it's not the same at all. It's
It's either the short version or they get a little too carried away with the guitar solo and they go all off playing some sort of Jimi Hendrix when you were listening to a Black Sabbath cover. You know what I'm saying? So, Nat, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
All right, so Planet Caravan. This one is by Pantera.
Yep.
Yeah, the mailman.
Yep.
And the conversation behind the scene, you know? So you figured the song out, The Mailman.
Yep, it's Mailman by Soundgarden.
Yeah, was there anything special that you knew about this?
No.
Alright, was it the mailman or the milkman? Was it the butler in the kitchen with the knife or the maid with the candelabra?
I like the maid with the candelabra.
She clocked him? So that was the whole story. It was the maid that did it. So watch out. If you see a maid and she's polishing the candelabra, don't turn your back. Soundgarden, Mailman. Nothing makes sense anymore. Great show, Kara.
Thank you, everyone.
Peace and love.